Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empower You Radio Network, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom, with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologist.
Everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology. My name is Janet Hickox. I'm your host and the astrologer, of course. And today I've taken my Living Astrology radio show on the road, and I am at the Anacortes Center for Happiness in downtown Anacortes. And sitting next to me is Laura Levine, the creator and owner of the center. Say hi, Laura.
Hi, everybody.
We're going to be talking to Laura in just a little bit. And so for right now, I want to talk a little bit about, or today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the new moon in Leo. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about human design. Every time I think we're going to talk about human design, however, I never get there. So we're going to try today to do this. And please know that I've already got a list of people who sent me their birth information. And so I've already got charts made for both people that are here live in the audience. Say hi, audience. And those who sent me information ahead of time that are in callers in the queue. I will try to get to people who didn't send me their information earlier, but I can't promise that. But we'll just kind of see what happens. Today is a 90-minute show. And so we might have enough time, but as I usually find out at about 5 minutes before the show is over, 90 minutes flies faster than 60. Yeah, so to avoid this kind of problem in the future, if you really do want a reading, I'm going to give some information to you with the links and so forth that you can use to send me that information ahead of time. So get your pens and paper out, and I will also post this on the website. And, oh, darn, I wish somebody was in the chat room with me. They could be chatting this, but I even forgot to launch the chat. So the first link for you all is empoweryouradio.com. And not only can you find out about my show, Living Astrology, but you can find out about the other shows on our network, and including the Tarot of Empowerment with Judith Falk, and What's Right About Men with Roger Wessel and John Freeman. Awesome shows, by the way, and they are my special guests today, so we'll be hearing from them in a little bit. One of the other links that you can go to is www.living-astrology.com, or you can just type in janethickox.com, and my last name is H-I-C-K-O-X. You can email me your information at janet@living-astrology.com or just at janethickox@hotmail.com. I prefer email because then for sure I know I get it. Sometimes the website sends it to my junk mail and I almost never find it until the last minute. Or if you would prefer, we're also on Facebook, twice actually. We're on Facebook as Living Astrology, and we're also on Facebook as Empower You Radio. And that's Empower You Radio, Y-O-U. And lastly, one of the other things that you can do for yourself is as you log in to Blog Talk, it allows you to follow the show, kind of like, you know, the pages on Facebook where you can click follow. You can go to the Blog Talk site for Empower You Radio and click follow. And then Blog Talk will let you know about when the shows are coming up, and that way I will also know that you are interested in the show. So those are some ways that you can actually get a reading if you aren't able to get one by just tuning in. All right, so we have some really interesting energies going on in the world, right? I mean, last week, I didn't even realize what was going on, and just as I went to do the broadcast, my producer said, did you hear about all the things going on in the world? And I'm like, well, you would think an astrologer, I would have noticed these things. I did not. But I knew that something like this could happen, you know, the airplane being downed, Israel invading Gaza, something else, some big typhoon over in China and Vietnam, because Leo had just become home to the biggest planet in our solar system, and that's Jupiter. And when planets that large make sign changes, we end up with energies that are kind of chaotic. And now it's not only Jupiter that's in Leo. We have a whole host of planets moving that way. And what we're going to be talking about in some detail today is the new moon in Leo, which happens to turn out to be a triple conjunction of the sun, the moon, and Jupiter, all with a degree of the other in the sign of Leo. So everybody needs to get ready, put on their big girly boy panties, and start creating the things that you want to create in your life and stop whining about the things that you don't want in your life, right? The audience is laughing.
Yeah.
It's always good to have that validation, that push. And when we start talking about the new moon, you'll see why some of the things are that Leo rules, why I would say that to you. But first, I would like to introduce you all to Laura Levine, the owner and the creator of the Anna Korda Center for Happiness. We are sitting here in the middle of this beautiful ballroom, a wall of windows looking out over the city of Anna Korda and the marina. And welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Janet.
Speak up. I want to hear you. So this is my first time actually being here at an event in your building. And I you gave me a tour of it a couple of years ago, I think, and it was absolutely beautiful then. It's beautiful now. It's light, it's airy, it's just sort of homey feeling, right?
Yeah.
It is
home.
It's your home.
It's home.
So why don't you start by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself, your journey to becoming the owner and creator of this wonderful center.
Okay. So I was born in France. And I moved to the States when I was about 17 and had a bunch of different careers happen and life moved me all over the place. And I landed in Anna Korda by accident, like a lot of people land where they land. And I started, after I had a bakery and, you know, lots of life happened here on this island, eventually sold the bakeries, got divorced, and wondered what the heck I was going to do. And fell upon the idea of life coaching, which was quite new at the time, and just recognized that this is what I had been doing for all these years and not knowing what it was called. So I became a life coach, and I still do have a career as a life coach. And somehow I was missing some sense of connection. My children were growing up. I did a lot of my work alone. I worked with a lot of people, but they were on the phone, and I was alone a lot. And I felt as though I had yet to meet my tribe and connect with people on a day-to-day basis. So I opened the Anna Korda Center for Happiness, not knowing exactly what it was going to be, but knowing that I had to do it, and found this beautiful place and hung the shingle and said, this is a place where we're going to do whatever makes us happy, and then waited. And then people started coming in, and we created events together. Someone would say, hey, I do this, and say, okay, let's do that. And then other people would come and participate. And then while they were participating, they would say, hey, I have an idea for this. Why don't we do this? And we would do it. And it grew into what is now a community space. It's an SPC at the legal level, which means Social Purpose Corporation. And it's become this little hub of goodness and sweetness and loveliness where whatever happen. So we will have community potlucks, we will have movie nights, we will have dancing, meditation, we'll have drumming, we'll have yoga, we'll have cooking classes, we'll have astrology shows. We will have absolutely anything that lights people up. And that's what this is about.
Right. And it seems like it's evolved as time has gone on.
Yeah.
From where I didn't even hear about it until you have a mailing list, I presume, that you're sending out your announcements to and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably, I don't know, maybe a couple of things a week.
Yeah. We have a list of people who are interested in what we're doing, but we burst beyond the walls of the ballroom and started to do our work, the same work we do here nationally.
Mm.
And so the ballroom now, I would say, is like a little nest where we were from, and there are events and lots of wonderful things happening here, and also it's a place from where a lot of other things happen all over the country and beyond.
Nice. So what do you see as your vision for where this is moving next?
The center itself?
Maybe not the center itself, but what kind of things do you envision in its future?
Sharing the message that life doesn't have to be hard, and that it's, you know, there are a lot of things that happen that make it temporarily even possibly heartbreaking, but there is a lot of joy and there is a lot of happiness to be harvested. And from here, we just pollinate this all over the country through various events. And we have the Happiness Sprinkling Project, which is a really big project of ours. And we have a gratitude group. And so I see more and more of what's happening now further and further away and also close, also back home. So this is this giving out into the world and coming back home and gathering strength and then pulling it out into the world again.
It's so wonderful. When you just said the gratitude project, I think that is how I connected with you.
I think you're right.
Yes. So why don't you tell the listeners real quick, because I'm sure lots of you are sitting at your computers, tell them your website address so they can go take a look at what you do and some of the activities and pictures that you have posted on your web.
Okay. You can find us at anacortescenterforhappiness.org, and you will find everything about the center there. You can also find us on Facebook at the Anacortes Center for Happiness. And then if you want to know about this awesome project we're doing called the Happiness Sprinkling Project, you can find that online as well at happinesssprinklingproject.org. And have a joy because there's a heck of a lot of it over there.
I know. I mean, what a great organization. Purpose, totally. Happiness, joy, creativity, fun, play.
We did look at the ball.
I saw the ball.
We had a ball.
You had a ball.
And the queen of fun is sitting across the room from us. And she does new moon classes,
yes,
or drumming circles and things like that here. So there's a lot of activities,
a lot,
that go on down here. If you are in the Skagit County, Whatcom County, Snohomish County, Island County area of Washington State, then it's very easy to find. You just go into downtown. I mean, basically, Highway 20 pretty much ends here. And it's real easy to find. It's up on the third floor, so be prepared to walk upstairs and come down and visit. Laura and Helen is also a part of the center, and I'm sure there are others that we'll get introduced to. And a little bit further on in the show, I'm going to let you share more about the Happiness Sprinkling Project, because that's really intriguing. And one of the things that I just love is you post, or maybe other people post, pictures of them standing on street corners around the country, just here in Anacortes, with their signs about happiness. So we'll have you share more about that in a little bit.
I'd love to do that.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome.
Wow. Laura will be back with us in a few minutes. Right now I'm going to change to astrology and talk a little bit about the new moon that's coming up. The moon is new on Saturday, July 26th at 3:42 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, and that means 6:42 p.m. if you're on the East Coast, and a lot of my listeners are on the East Coast, so we have a three-hour difference. The new moon occurs at 4 degrees Leo. So it's very early in the sign of Leo that the sun and moon are in a conjunction. If you remember, the astronomy of a new moon is the fact that the sun and moon are in a conjunction, meaning they are occupying the same degree of space. And that puts them only a couple degrees away from Jupiter, which is now in Leo. So we have what is becoming a stellium. And a stellium is just another word for a conglomeration of planets all sitting in the same place at the same time. And as we move to August, we will have Venus and Mercury joining the party there. So it's going to be all hail, the gang's all here kind of thing in Leo. So I think it's really important that we have a really good understanding about Leo energy. How many in this room are Leos? Nobody. Nobody. Leo rising? Vanita, I know you do. I don't know if there's anybody else. But all of you, no matter whether you are a Leo or a Leo rising, have Leo sitting somewhere in your chart. And that is where you're going to find some of the energies that we're going to talk about next are just begging to bust through, just begging to be expressed. And so a new moon, let's go back to that for just a second, is always a time for, let's say, planting seeds or setting an intention, looking at the possibility of walking through a gateway or a portal in time that allows you to be different or do something different than what you've ever done in the past. And so we have this opportunity, of course, every month, once a month, sometimes twice, depending on how the moons are running through the year. And so that means you have at least 12, maybe 13 opportunities to create something new in various areas of your life as you go through a calendar year. So now we bring ourselves to the time of Leo. And Leo is, it's the one sign that in the natural zodiac, it rules the fifth house. And you know, the zodiac is divided up into 12 houses, and the houses really just mean areas of your life. So, for example, the first house, as you might expect, rules the person, the self, your viewpoint, even so much to, as to say what you look like, your energy, kind of how you. I always know a Leo rising because their energy comes in the room before them. So you, some of you may know people like that where you just sense they're here before they walk through the door. Chances are they're working Leo on their ascendant or in their first house somehow. And so the various houses then that have Leo on it for each of you is a place right now where you're going to find the ability to create something new, because the energy of Leo is the energy of creation. And so let's just go through kind of the list, because I can go on forever, and I know there's lots of you out there that want readings. So let's just talk about them. First of all, Leo is the sign that rules love, romance, passion, dating, the whole experience of love. Now, it's not always the deepest kind of love. It can be, but sometimes it's more of the romantic love, our ideal of what love is. However, it does also rule the deeper forms of love, just usually not at first. It usually begins as a romance and then moves into deeper territory. It also rules creativity. And that means artistic expression or the passion that you have for expressing yourself, whether it's in art or dance or writing or exercise or however it is that you as an individual choose to express yourself. Leo is also the sign that's known for generosity and magnanimity. They have large hearts and they love to give. And so we find that under that particular sign is all of the ideas of, that we have around giving and receiving and the idea of abundance and flow. And then, of course, kindness and the things that we that are not so tangible that we can give to each other. For example, encouragement, a kind word, a quick email to somebody that tells them that you are thinking about them. And so we have the opportunity now to enter into that kind of energy. It's perfect for the happiness center this time of year. You should have lots of events every July, August because of Leo. It's about celebration. This is the sign that likes to party, the sign that likes to be out in social atmospheres. They like to go on vacation and play. The fifth house in the zodiac, the sign that rules it is Leo. I think I started to say that. I didn't quite complete that thought. But that means that it's the veritable fun house of the zodiac. So that sign right now is all about fun. And, of course, we find it planted in the summertime, at least here in the northern hemisphere, where we have time for vacation. Here in the northwest, we actually have nice weather, except for last night and the night before. And we can get outside and we can do things and feel like we're more sociable. Let's see, determination and leadership also comes under the sign of Leo. And so if we think of Leo, the symbol, it's the symbol of the lion, and so it confers strength and a sort of courage and an ability to move forward even in the face of obstacles. And then we've also got the I think probably the feature of Leo that most people are acquainted with is their arrogance or their self-centeredness. That's actually a part of the Leo experience. However, it's not the only thing about Leo. And when Leo is working that energy in the positive, they are a sight to behold because they hold in balance the heart and the ego. They know who they are. They are individualized, yet they also have that giving spirit so that it's not about being selfish for them or narcissistic as it can be if it's overly balanced. It is really about being self-centered, which means that from your centered self, you have things that you can give to others. If it's selfish, you're taking away from others, whether it's energetically or quite literally. But self-centered is a completely different term, and it means much more about knowing who you are, having that confidence and that joy in the self, and from that largesse being able to give to others. And so we can bring and enhance that energy into this time of the year as well. Pride, another word, think of a lion, pride. Pride is also part of the pantheon of characteristics that go on here with Leo. And we also know Leo as the drama kings and the drama queens of the zodiac. And so the ideas of things that are happening in the world being big, like we were talking about some of the big events, really shouldn't surprise anybody because it's about getting our attention. And certainly those things that happen in the outer world get our attention, but there's also the things that are going on inside of you all that should be gaining attention as well. One of the negative attributes that if you have this, you may want to work on is bossiness. Leo is large and in charge. Remember, I think I used that word as their energy comes through the door before them. And so they have a tendency to take over if they are allowed to. If no one else steps up to the plate, Leo will take it. They will take the lead. In the body, now every sign in the zodiac has a correspondence to something in the body. For Leo, Leo rules the heart, the literal heart. And that's not a big surprise considering we're talking about love and joy and those really feel-good emotions. It also rules the back and the spine. Now, the reason I like to tell people about the body issues that come on with the sign is because often if you're out of balance, the parts of your body that are out of whack or having the problem almost conform to the sign that rules that part of the body. So right now, if you're having issues with your back or your circulation system or your heart, then you are probably looking at being out of balance in the Leo part of your chart. So you can let me know that as we do readings, and we'll look at the health part of what's going on for you in Leo. Oh, it also rules inflammation in the body, which is interesting. But remember, Leo's big, and it sometimes is taking up more space than it needs to. And inflammation is sort of like that. It draws fluid into parts of the body that don't really need it, and it swells, kind of that kind of energy. All right. So I have I want to do a couple of readings real quick. And I have two people, my special guests for today, sitting on either side of me here. And that is Judith Salt from Tarot of Empowerment and Roger Wetzel, part of the team of the What's Right About Men. And I was surprised them. They probably don't realize this, but I actually did their charts for today. Is this a good thing?
Of course.
Of course. It's a good thing. It's a surprise. And then we're going to call Laura back over here, and we're going to talk to Laura, but we'll wait for that for just a few moments. So I'm going to start with whoever's on top here, and that happens to be Roger, of course. We usually do ladies first, but we'll do Roger first. Okay, Roger, you're going to have to speak into the computer so we can hear you, all right? So now that I'm looking at your chart, I can see your chart is similar to someone else's, and I just don't remember. I think it is Laura's. So, Laura, in a way, you can sort of key into a little bit of what we're saying. For you, Leo happens to sit at the late degrees of the house of marriage or intimate relationships. Or we could just call it relationships because often it's more than just the personal relationships. It can also be business relationships. And you can see at the line, the dividing line for Leo is at the very end of that house. The bulk of Leo sits in your eighth house, which is the house of sex, death, and rebirth. So, i.e., the best word I can come up with for that is transformation,
yeah.
Right? A transformation. In this particular area, too, it also takes on the characteristics that I always call this OPM, other people's money. The money that can come to you from outside of what you earn yourself. So when you think about that, think about inheritances, legacies, lottery winnings, tax refunds, what are those other things? Annuities, things like that. Just the money that can come to you from outside of yourself. So for instance, in your particular chart with the new moon sitting very close to the beginning point of that eighth house, let's talk about what you would like to create in order to have a solid financial basis, right? Are you waiting for some kind of money to come in that would sort of make you more comfortable or would be the make it easier for you to spend money on your house, for example, that you're building or things like that?
Yeah, I think you need to start playing the lottery.
Yeah, I mean, not to say that it is a good thing to play the lottery, but if ever a time is good to play the lottery, it would be now. With the new moon, wait until after 3:42 p.m. Saturday.
Can you give me the winning numbers?
No, okay. I'm not psychic.
Well,
just use your intuition, Roger, use your intuition. But the nice thing about this is that the energy of Jupiter is she's the planet of luck, right? So when you have the planet of luck in the sign that is about largesse and magnanimity and generosity, it just kind of goes without saying that the luck might just come through in your particular case because it's sitting in a money house. So,
nice.
Yeah, I would be excited about that.
3:43 p.m. on Saturday.
3:42 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. After that is the new moon. You've got the full energy of the new moon with you then. Right? But now it's not all about just money and what you might receive from outside of yourself. It's also about what is it that you're trying to transform in your life? What are you working on from the deepest depths? Because in the natural zodiac, Scorpio rules this house. So we're going deep when we go through transformations. We might have to be bringing up some stuff for clearing so that we can be clear enough to see what it is that we need to transform. And so, and you don't have to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
That can be more for thought or for, later on when ego go, oh, now I know what she's talking about. Because the transformation in this particular, or the opportunity, let's say, for transformation mm-hmm. at this point in time is very high and very skewed to the side of success in whatever it is that you're trying to transform to. And you can also think about that for yourself as well, Laura. What are you trying to transform? Because at this point, it's like an intention that you're setting for how you want something to be, how you want something to turn out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
I think it's tied to that thing you said earlier about, me in astrology, sorry, but... the thing about sex and creation and
yeah.
transformation, it's
yeah.
all tied into that same thing that you were just talking about,
mm-hmm.
which is what is it that I want to let go of, what do I want to transform and have emerge into that, and it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but it's huge, and I can sense it. It's just in process.
And a real good thing to do with the new moon is it's about setting intentions. It's about, your thoughts going toward that which you would like to see as opposed to what is or what has been. I mean, hopefully with the full moon, you were in a clearing process and now you've opened up space for something new to come through in this particular new moon. And, of course, this isn't just isolated to this house for right now. I mean, there are other planets that are pinging off of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that's happening, for everybody in this new moon, too, is that Saturn, which is our inner authority, our inner guru, if you will, is sitting at the ascendant of the new moon chart in the sign of Scorpio. This house is ruled by Scorpio. So there's a real affinity here for you to be able to go deep, bring it up, let it go, and then open yourself up to whatever you want to see in your life next.
I think that's pretty right on, actually. You must be psychic. Because that's what I've been dealing, and that's what's been going on for the last little bit of, well, a lot of bit of time. But
It's really deep when we're talking about the new moon in the eighth house, because it can mean that you're dealing with taboo issues. You know, you're going into the trenches, kind of the garbage pit of grudges and emotions and beliefs and the things that you've held on to for much too long. And then you let them go, or you open up that wound a little, and then the new moon can come in and help you change into a new direction. Okay?
Great.
And is that a question that for is for now or for later? Okay. So any questions about your new moon?
No.
Okay, awesome.
You explained it really well.
Good. All right. Well, you're welcome. So now I'm going to turn my computer a little bit so we can hear Judith. And Judith, let's take a look at your chart. So for you, Leo is up on high over here. This is where Leo is. It is sitting in your 10th house of career. So it has a lot of power. Leo always has a lot of power in your particular life because of where it sits. And it's interesting because you can see graphically in here where all these planets that are coming through here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot to mention that before Jupiter moved into Leo and all of the other planets that are moving into Leo now was the planet Lilith. And the black moon Lilith is, she's a disturber of the peace. And so she's already been coming through kind of outlining to everybody, what might need to be changed for you in your life, like where you might be holding on to things that somehow aren't serving you anymore.
Are you saying that Lilith just moved through the 10th house?
Yeah, she's in your 10th house right now. She's at the end of that. And yet she's only midway through Leo. So she's sort of kind of seeding the ground for the other planets to come through. So you can look at it like this. What does a farmer do in order to get crops to grow? Mm-hmm. They come through, they plow, and they, you know, make their little rows, and then they plant the seeds. Well, you know, that's kind of what Lilith has been doing. She's come through, plowed the ground, hopefully dug up some stuff for you to look at, or for you to let go of, or to change, because in Leo, she's about change. And so on a global scale, we're in for change because of her going through here. But what is it that we need to change? In your case, it seems to be bringing up issues in the career area, the profession, and how you claim your authority in the world.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And so for you, the new moon in this area then is going to be right on top of your personal Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in a way, you know, you're really being called to kind of just the authority that you have in your life, in what you do in the world and how other people see you in the world. It's almost like it feels like other people see you in a way that you don't see yourself.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, and that happens often with Leo energy too, by the way. Leo suffers from a lack of self-confidence. And they're the ones that constantly feel like they need to learn more. If I just take one class, or I read one more book, or take, you know, one more week and study this, then I can do this. But that's sort of a bottomless pit. And in your case, it's that other people are already seeing you as the authority when it comes to tarot or whatever it is your career is. I happen to know you do tarot readings. And so think of yourself now as that authority figure.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the go-to person when people want to know about the tarot or doing readings or any of that.
Okay.
So it's just kind of adopting a little bit of a different viewpoint of yourself.
And I change that viewpoint on Saturday.
Well, I think it's already been in the works. It's been working toward that.
Yes, it has been. Yes.
You know, none of these things happen in a vacuum where it's like, voila, new moon, now I'm new. But a lot of things will happen that you've been clearing open up doors for you with the new moon. So they sort of go hand in hand. It's just interesting that Saturn sits in your 10th house because all along other people have seen you as a master or as an authority.
Well, and I'm finally writing the book that people have been asking me to write.
And what's that? Can you share?
The Tarot of Empowerment.
Ah.
That goes with that.
Yeah. Well, and because Leo is such a creative sign and writing a book is such a creative venture, it seems that this would be a really good time to move fully into that.
Okay.
All right. Now, Jupiter is in Leo for an entire year until next August. So it's not like things that start with this new moon have to come to fruition by the full moon, which would only be 2 weeks later. You actually have some time with which to work with that energy of growth and expansion. But for you, it's not about time, it's about now, and about you claiming your authority in that now.
Okay?
Right? Because Saturn is right there. He takes no prisoners, that's what I like to say. He asks that you do what you have to do, your, what's that called, due diligence, right? Your due diligence is about acting on that authority.
Okay.
All right. Any questions from you?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that was very clear.
You also have Pluto there, you know? So this is about empowering you as well. How funny that your tarot of empowerment, right? And that word comes to be like the lexicon that you deal with here, right? Everything about you is about empowerment right now. And, you know, what you all, the audience, don't know is that she is the reason why there is an Empower You radio. Because I was hesitating to do a radio network, yet I needed a place to host my show. And I didn't want to do it by myself, and so she said, start a radio network.
And you can do it.
You can do it. And I'll do it with you, which she did. And so thank you, Judith, right?
Yeah. No, you're very welcome. I'm glad that you're doing it because I'm doing it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Any questions?
No.
All right. So you're going to have more fun, though, as time goes on here because more planets coming into play.
I actually do have a question in your human design astrology. Do you also do transits with that?
You can, yes.
Janet did a reading for me with the human design and it is brilliant. I mean, it's really a whole new look at astrology. So I do get a chance to talk about it today.
I think I'm going to have to do another show devoted just to human design.
I think so.
Because they both are such big scientists, or esoteric scientists, that it's hard to do them both in a show. But attempt to do it. We'll see. Thank you so much, Judith. Now, before I let these two go, I already alluded to the fact that they were my special guests today because I wanted to talk a little bit about Empower You Radio. And, of course, both Roger and Judith have shows on our network. And so I give them a little bit of an opportunity to share with you all what's going on with each of their shows. And so I'm very interested to have the newest show on the network. Tell us a little bit about What's Right About Men.
That's a trick question.
Not the big one.
We want to hear all about that. A little bit.
Well, the show came about... It's been a long time in the making, I think, for me, especially, when I was going to grad school in 1991, I talked about writing a book about men. And over the years, it kind of got pushed to the side because I was doing other things. And then John and I came together, I think we met in 2009, and we've talked about doing different things over the years. And then I think it was last... Maybe it was earlier this year. We were Skyping one day, and there was a question about men. And I'm watching him answer my question, and I said, listen, we have to do a radio show.
Uh-huh.
And he was at first a little hesitant, but then the more he thought about it, now over time he agreed to it. So the idea is to look at men from a different perspective. There's a lot of erroneous ideas about who and what men are in the world, how they should be. You know, the other day a woman looked at who I know said to me, a group of us women at lunch decided that men are dumb. And for anybody that knows me, I was completely left speechless. There was not a word that could come
out
of my mouth.
How did that happen? Roger, speechless.
So I think it's about looking and asking the question, what does it mean to be a man? That's kind of, for me, the overarching question.
Right.
And then, you know, under that umbrella, then ideas, topics, having different conversations that are kind of directed at men, but also women, because we're all in this together, and being able to come to a different understanding. You know, like I think I shared yesterday on the radio program about the definition of patriarchy, right, and how it's there's a lot of negativity around that, but when you're stepping into your true masculine self, patriarchy isn't part of the equation.
Right.
And I think that we live in a world that's been, that's being run, it's been run for thousands of years by what Robert Morse says in his book, men that are coming from boy psychology, right? And you see it, there's always that competition, trying to one-up one another, you know, I'm going to come over there and kick your ass if I don't like what you're doing, and I have more guns than you, so, and all of those things. Relationships, the whole thing. And so I think there's a new conversation that needs to be had, and that's why we decided to do the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
And let's see, this last week you were talking about the relationship with father. Your first, that was only week two, right?
No, that was week three.
And so tell us what's coming up for next week, because you have a guest this coming week.
Next week we have a guest, a friend of mine who's written a book about Ashley, her relationship with her mother. But she works with Agape in L.A. with Michael Beckwith. And so we're going to, our topic next week is, what is it that women want from men in relationships? So I expect all of you to listen.
Right. So you hear that, women. Women, women. I also think that this would be a really great topic. I really encourage women to join in the conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's really, it crosses the bounds of male and female, and there's some little nuggets there for everybody. And I really enjoy, I'm sitting in the back, of course, producing the show, but I really enjoy, and I can't hardly help myself from not participating in the thing. So call in to the show, or usually the chat room is out, is on, and you can actually, you know, Skype or chat your questions into the radio show as well. But tell us the dates and times of your show.
The show is on Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 8 p.m. UK time. And the reason I say that is because John's in the UK. And, yeah, so it's every Wednesday at noon.
Right. Now, I know that's kind of an odd time for some of us here on the West Coast, and even the East Coast, that's really only 3
right.
o'clock in the afternoon. So here's an idea. If you're at work or you are busy at noon every day that this particular show comes on, send us your questions ahead of time.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
You can email those to
email
someone.
Email them to me.
Okay. What's your email, Roger? Tell people.
You can email it to RogerWetzel@yahoo.com.
Which is Roger, R-O-G-E-R, Wetzel, W-E-T-Z-E-L, @yahoo.com. All right? So send the question in, and then we'll be able to get the answer to the question. And then every show that we do is also, the live show becomes the archived show afterwards. So if you missed the show, you really didn't miss the show, because you can always tune in, just follow the same link that you receive either by Facebook or in your email, and you can listen to the show anytime after the live broadcast and as many times as you want to. In fact, you can even download it to your iPod and take it with you wherever you go, and of course, we would love that if you did that. So thank you, Roger.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Can you go back and hear the first and second and third?
Yes, very good question, Helen. She asked the question, can you go back and listen to the shows, the first two or three shows that have already been aired? The answer is yes. You can go to the Empower You Radio website, which is empoweryouradio.com. And all three shows are listed on there, and you can get the links to all of the shows, including the one coming up and the ones that are archived already.
You know,
so, good question.
I'd like to just add one more thing, because I know I'm channeling John right now. And John would want everyone to call in and ask questions and participate, because the one thing that we're clear on is that this isn't just a discussion between he and I, because we could do that anytime we want. It's about having people interact and get engaged and participate with us and creating a new conversation. And so I would highly encourage everyone listening to participate when you can, because that's an important piece of what it is that we're doing.
Right, right. Thank you. And it's hard for people to complain about this situation or these subjects if you don't participate in the conversation about them. So we encourage you to join us live or via the replay and join the conversation about what's right about men.
Thank you, Janet.
Thanks, Roger. All right, now I'm going to turn the computer toward Judith, who is, her show is Tarot of Empowerment. So, Judith, tell us what's going on with your show.
Well, on my show, the goal of my show is to help people learn how tarot can be a tool of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote me an unhappy email at one point, or a comment on Facebook saying, well, tarot doesn't empower me. And it's true. Tarot does not empower you. But tarot is a tool that can be used to empower. So that's the theme, and I approach it from different directions. I'm co-creating a deck with Gordana Kurgas, and she is an amazing artist. You can see our deck on tarotofempowerment.com. And so I've got a lot of people that are wanting to know about the progress of the deck. And so I usually start by going over a few of the cards, what we've most recently created. And then I often have a guest. And my guest on August 6th is my next show. I should mention I'm on the first and third Wednesday of the month, and at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So Julie King is going to be on my show on August 6th, and Julie is an amazing tarot reader. She lives in South Carolina for you readers over there, and she sometimes does readings in Florida, I know. And Julie was the original publisher for the Voyager deck by James Wanless, and she has a lot of experience with that deck, and she's fun and funny, and just she's just really a good person. And the theme that she wants to address is how we can all stay focused during this time of a lot of change and chaos. Yeah. And we were talking the other day, and it's as though we make a decision that we're going to do something and a plan of action, but it's like doing it in a shifting universe.
You mean in quicksand?
In quicksand, yeah. Yeah. And everything just kind of moves as we're trying to do that. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. And we will be doing readings at the end of the show. I encourage people to call in who have questions about how to read tarot or my interpretation of the cards. Read my interpretations on tarotofempowerment.com. Each of the cards has the full interpretation there, and then we also have short poems of them.
Yeah, and the cards are really beautiful. Is it on the Tarot of Empowerment website that people can see the deck?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is tarotofempowerment.com.
.com,
right. And then also, don't you usually do readings or somebody gets a free gift or something, a print?
Yes. People get we usually do a drawing. I do it randomly, like I'll have in my mind the third caller or the fourth caller or something. And I let the producer know the next caller will get you know, the free gift. So I don't know who the callers are, but we keep in the dark. This is kind of my way of doing it.
We say so-and-so's up.
Right.
And, yes, so there's no pre... And so she doesn't have any clue who's going to win a print, but it's kind of fun, and I like that you do that.
Yeah, it's nice. We have prints, and you can actually purchase them on our Shopify account. That is on tarotofempowerment.com, and it's a completely secure website.
Nice.
You can also order readings from me at tarotofempowerment@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Good to know. And you can also have access to Judith's archived shows by going to the empoweruradio.com website. And she has significantly more than Roger at this point, so it might take you some time to go through them. But they are really good. And
thank you.
So tune in live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
The first and third Wednesday of the month.
Right. First and third Wednesdays of the month. Or if you like the show, go to that website, empoweruradio.com, and listen to the show after the fact.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judith. It was great having you here today. All right. So I'll take a bow. So I think it's time. I want to do a couple of readings for callers. And I have, let's see, who's first on my list here? I believe it was Karen. I hope I'm saying this right. Is it Pietrowski?
Yes,
hi, Karen.
That's right.
I said it
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Awesome. Now, can you hear me okay, or am I echoing?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay.
But I
am very good.
That's all right.
Okay. I don't hear an echo, so this is good. But the computer that we're on is broadcasting live so that the whole room is hearing everything, so that they're not in the dark about what it is we're talking about. Last week when I did my show, it was sort of one-sided. So we fixed that this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Karen, how are things going in your life?
Actually, they are going better than ever.
Yes, I love hearing that.
I feel wonderful. My emotions are stable, and I just am very excited for what is next to be happening in my life as I go through attracting more and more good each and every day.
Yay, I love that. So let's see, I'm just looking at chart real quickly. So I see you just had a birthday at the end of June, so you're a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So you were over the previous year being hit by Jupiter in your own natal sign, so that would have been a year for a lot of growth and expansion for you.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, and it was happening
a lot of times. It was not the easiest.
Yeah, I can imagine, because it was happening in the second house in your chart, which is the house that rules our self-worth, our finances, and the value we place on ourselves. So were you having issues with money or with resources?
Yes. My ex-boyfriend at the time, who is now my boyfriend again, he was completely supporting me, and then all of a sudden in December he said, I am breaking up with you. I want you to move out of my house.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I had to find my way to make it, and I manifested such a beautiful, glorious apartment with my best friend Julie, and actually as of right now, I am making more money than I've ever made before.
Wow, that's
because
great.
Of really putting my faith into my creator and into my my higher power, and knowing that I can do this. I don't need my parents' help or his help or anybody's help. And for the first time, I showed myself that, yep, I can manifest, and I'm doing a pretty good job at it, you know, and just trying to be positive, stay positive, and the more I can focus my thoughts, the better I feel.
That's awesome.
More deliberate.
You know, there's still some really good things coming to you through your second house as Venus, the planet that actually rules money. and finances mm-hmm. and resources is moving through that house still. So you still have some other good things possibly around the corner in terms of your finances.
A couple things are coming, so I'm excited.
Oh, good. Very good.
Yeah,
right now,
a couple opportunities that I've been really wanting for years now are in the works. We'll see what happens. Yep. Thank you.
Very nice. Now, the new moon for you is occurring in your third house. Now, the third house in the chart relates to communication and is also the house of the mind. So sometimes we talk about the things that you're learning or the things that you're teaching, the books you're reading, or how it is that you're expanding and growing through what you're learning about. So are you undertaking a new form of study, or tell me about what that part of your life is.
I may be starting a branch of my career, becoming like a health coach, and I've been wanting to do that for quite a while, telephonically. So that could be it, perhaps.
Did you say a health coach?
Yeah, like a telephonic health coach. I'm a health screener right now. And, you know, I've been doing this for about 7 years, but the employment is on call and it's not steady. So I've been looking for another avenue to, you know, increase my income.
Mm-hmm.
And the health coaching would be done on the phone and would be, you know, income I can be making anywhere in the world and being on vacation or during the slow time of my other job.
Okay.
Which is the health screening. Yep.
Interesting for you is that your natal Jupiter, meaning from birth, it's in the house of health mm-hmm. and the body. And so
mm-hmm. it's my whole life has been into health. Yep.
Yeah, and there's a natural affinity there you have for, in this case, teaching about or even learning more about the body and maybe even in this case, natural forms of healing, you know, more than, you know, what Western medicine affords.
Yeah.
So I think that's perfectly in alignment with what you're doing. Now, the other thing that I find interesting is that your moon, which is the ruler of your second house of money and partially your third house, is in the fourth house / fifth house, like sitting right on the border of those two houses, which means that this particular new moon can be pretty powerful for you because it's sitting toward the house that Leo rules in the chart. And so...
Oh.
Yeah, so I would really take the energy of this new moon and expand your plan for your business at the very minimum, because the third house, of course, is where your Jupiter is right now, but maybe you don't want to act right away, but it's a really good time to get the plan down of how you want that to look. What do you want that to be
mm-hmm.
for you? Okay?
What about love and marriage? Is there a engagement or proposal anytime soon?
Well, I forgot my crystal ball today, darn it.
Aw, sucks.
Yeah, but I can tell you that, of course, Leo is the sign of the lover, and love and romance and all that fun stuff comes through there. But I get the sense right now for you, Karen, that that's not your focus. And partially that's because there isn't a lot of energy in that fifth house yet, nor is there anything moving through the house of marriage. That doesn't mean it will be that forever. In fact, it won't be.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you that right now there should be other things uppermost in your mind. Okay?
You're the second reader that has said that in the last couple months. Exactly the same.
Hallelujah. So now are you going to listen?
Yep. Yes. No, I haven't, actually. I've been putting my focus on me versus on another person or in the relationship. It's all about how can I grow? And how can I expand within myself, for myself, for the first time ever?
Mm-hmm.
I'm too much of a giver, you know, and I lose myself in relationship. So.
Well, but, you know, we don't want you to do that right now. We want you to be able to give in a relationship from your largesse, you know, from your expansive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. So take care of yourself first.
Yep.
I mean, that
mm-hmm.
is okay. All right.
And it's for the first time it's felt possible, so thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, just because I want to throw in something really quickly for you, I'm going to switch from regular astrology to human design. And Karen, in human design, we talk about types. And there
mm-hmm.
are five types: manifestors, manifesting generators, projectors, and reflectors. And you are a manifesting generator. So your real job here on the planet is about taking on multiple tasks, multiple things. And so even if you have to work a regular J-O-B right now, don't feel like you can't be working on your career or your avocation, okay? What I'm trying to get to is I don't necessarily want you to quit your job and go all out to, you know, starting your own business, but I want your eyes moving in that direction because you work much better when you have more than one way for money coming into you.
Yep.
Okay?
So to start working on a business.
Well, if you think about health coaching, right, it's pretty much where you're heading.
Be working for a company. I would be an employee. Yep.
Okay. Well, don't be surprised if you don't branch out.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
Wonderful.
Any other questions? All right.
Nope.
All right, Karen.
One last piece is I was wondering about, you mentioned earlier back pain. And
yes,
because I do have back and neck pain that's chronic.
Mm-hmm.
It comes and it goes, but it's pretty chronic. So where is that a part of your chart, or how does that play into things?
Well, how long ago did your back pain begin?
Well, like 29 years ago, I got hit by a car and had a fractured pelvis that started it.
Oh, ouch. Well,
yeah.
What I'm looking at is because Leo rules the spine, including the neck, what's in Leo for you by birth is the south node, and that is sort of the karma, the gifts and the talents that you brought with you into this life. So my guess is, and don't hate me for this, but part of that experience of that accident was to set you on the right course to use the appropriate gifts and talents that you brought with you. Because And sometimes the universe has to sort of, you know, hit us over the head because we're just not listening.
Oh, I agree. I'm very, very grateful for getting hit by a car because I see the gifts that have come of it, for sure.
Yeah. And so that the more that you connect with what your heart's desires are in this, the better off your health is going to be in general, but I think it's also going to translate into the less and a less spine pain that you're going to be experiencing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in today, Karen, and thanks for waiting for your turn.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
All right. So I'm going to switch gears real quickly before I go back to some callers. I have Laura sitting here again with me, the creator and owner of the Anacortes Center for Happiness. How could I forget that? And so I want to just go back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show about the Happiness Sprinkling Project. So I want you to give us an idea of what that is, how people can get involved, because I know it's not just here that people do this. So tell us more about that.
All right. So the Happiness Sprinkling Project started out as an accident, really, or just something fun we wanted to do one time and didn't expect that it would take off the way it has. The way it exists right now is we have multiple sets of signs. There are 2x3 signs that are white, printed black on white, and there's about 22 signs, and they say things like, you are loved, live your dream, sure you can, why not, a whole bunch of different signs. And they travel from city to city where they meet happiness ambassadors who are people who've just decided to light up their town. So, for instance, they will receive the signs and they will gather their team. Everybody shows up wearing bright yellow in one location in their cities, and we have had them all over the country. I don't even know how many. How many do you know?
Lots,
hundreds, I would say. And they stand at a street corner for 1 hour wearing bright yellow and holding those signs. And then when they're done, they pack them up and they ship them to the next ambassador, who then keeps the process going. And that's as simple as it is, and it's incredibly wonderful. And it creates this web of people who are doing the same job together, the same work of love. And it's very active, and until you've done it, you can't quite express what it's like to do one of these. I'm high for days afterwards. It's quite amazing.
Thinking about the energy those signs must hold.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
from
yes,
standing
yes,
on three
yes.
corners in multiple parts yes. of the country, spreading happiness and joy. And I love this one that says, "You rock."
And the way they touch people in the world is amazing.
Yeah, Helen is saying, and the way that they touch people in the world is amazing. And so if my listeners are all over the country, all over the world even, I don't know if you want to ship them to Australia or other countries like
We're
that.
We're working on it. It's not easy, but we just got a request from Singapore. I don't know exactly how to make it work, but eventually we will. We're into Canada.
Nice. Well, that's like the U.S. almost, right? So how do people get involved in the Happiness Sprinkling Project?
Okay.
Where would they go?
So you go to happinesssprinklingproject.org, so that's happinesssprinklingproject.org, and you will see where it says become an ambassador, or you can find us on Facebook, and then just email me, and we'll send you the information. It's super simple. There's barely anything to it. And we'll ship the signs to you, and then you can do your happy work and then ship them to the next person. So it's a pay it forward system where the only expense involved is in shipping the sign to the next ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sponsoring their event, and then they will sponsor the next person's event. And we've had lots of videos. We've been all over the news, documentaries made about the project. It's big. It's big, but it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Right. And so it's just one set of signs that move around the country.
No, we have seven now.
Seven.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Because we have requests everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, seven signs.
So if you all are listening and want to have a Happiness Sprinkling Project come to your neighborhood, contact Laura through the website happinesssprinklingproject.org, and then you can connect with her and try to see if you can spread more joy and happiness in your neighborhood.
That would be
Sounds
great.
Like fun.
I would love that.
So, you know, tell us a little bit now about what it is that you have going on here in the center. I know we talked a little bit about some of the classes and so forth, but is there anything missing in here right now that you would love to attract to you? I mean, this is the time to bring these kinds of things in, so
let's see.
Dream big.
What do we want?
A glass elevator.
Oh, we would love an elevator, if anybody has an idea about that, because we're on the top of the Keystone Building, 55 steps up. Right now, we started this series, which I'm really excited about people coming and sharing their story. So we had someone who did a monumentous, is monumentous, that's not a word, is
monumental.
It?
Monumental.
Yeah. Monumental sailing trip around Cape Horn and pitch pole at the bottom there, and came and told her story, and that was such a great evening. We have someone coming in September to tell us an equally amazing story, then someone in October. So I'm pretty excited right now about human stories and people coming and sharing that. Yes, Helen is saying that anyone can come in and share their stories, and that's just a lot of fun. We have our Essential Happiness Retreat starting next week. Anything that gets people together having a wonderful time.
Right. The Essential Happiness Retreat is what, 2 or 3 days?
5 days.
5 days?
5 days.
Okay, and that's here in Anacortes?
This one is. Usually we go to Mexico, but this one is here in Anacortes.
Wow.
And
Mexico, guys. Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico's great. Mm-hmm. And then we have also our Soft Place to Land, which is the first Tuesday of every month, and it's a women's group. And we pick a topic, and we sit around, and we eat chocolate, and we just talk, and it's a very safe and wonderful space that we share.
We celebrate the new moon.
Every new moon, we celebrate the new moon by drumming and chanting, and Elka just really gets us ready for this whole transition.
Elka's pretty awesome. She's going to be on my show one of these days.
Good.
Yeah, soon, I hope. Next month, maybe. Yes, she was on Tarot of Empowerment three shows back. And so you can get that in the archives as well. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Laura. I really appreciate being here. and being able to broadcast the show, which is always kind of interesting how that works out, but to broadcast it from someplace so beautiful is and warm. It's just so nice and warm in here.
Anytime it's yours, you can just come and broadcast from here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I have 20 minutes left in the show. Like I said, I just cannot believe how fast 90 minutes can almost go.
Wow.
So I have another woman I'd like to bring up now and for a new moon reading. And she's here in the store. This is the first time I've seen you in a while.
Maybe 4 years.
4 years, wow. Her name is Leah. Leah, how are you doing?
Just peachy. Just peachy. How are you?
I'm good. Obviously, I'm going here.
Almost excellent.
So, new moon coming this Saturday, 3:42 p.m.
3:42.
Right?
Yeah.
Saturday the 26th. So here's a look at where it is in your chart. And for you, kind of like Judith, it's happening towards the very top of the chart. And you actually have quite a few Leo planets. By birth. So you're one of those people that would be, and I was almost looking at you while I was saying about people with a Leo dominant because you can sort of feel that energy from them. And it's because your natal Jupiter, your natal Sun, your natal Moon, and Lilith are all in Leo by birth. So this particular new moon for you is right on top your natal Jupiter.
Should I hide now?
No. This is a good thing. Okay. See, you're about to have what we call a Saturn return. Jupiter return.
Jupiter return, okay.
You know, the outer planets are, they all have a specific amount of time that it takes them to go around the whole zodiac. For Jupiter, it's 12 years. And so for everybody that's listening, you can almost look back 12 years ago in your life to sort of gauge what might be going on now in your life. And not that it's the same thing, by the way. It's usually sort of an evolutionary impulse that you're going through. So you see, yes, a spiral. She's motioning a spiral, and that's exactly right. It's the next brick on your journey or the next spiral in your journey. And so for you, this always happens in the ninth house. And the ninth house is the house of our beliefs, our connection to our higher self. It is often the house where we find books that people have written that are getting published, or great works that they have done, art. It can be any kind of way that they've expressed themselves getting out to the world in a bigger way. And it can also be about taking on the education of something new, like from the college level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just from what you can read in a book, but something that you would go out and purposefully connect with. So that's what is coming up for you. But the ninth house is also, are you planning on traveling out of the country?
No. No plans at this point.
Okay, well, you have a year to make some plans, because that is also the hallmark of the ninth house, is when you come into contact with foreign or other cultures than your natural-born culture. So that might mean you're traveling to other countries, or maybe other people, maybe you're hosting people from other countries.
Kids from Venezuela.
Ah.
No, I'm teasing.
They might come. Right? There are kids that need to be hosted all the time, right, for schools and so forth. So you are basically opening up your life with this particular transit to seeing the world from a bigger perspective. Not narrow, but big, right? Putting things into a different perspective than what you might have had before. Although I would say you've always had a sort of worldly perspective anyway. Leo's large. You've got major planets sitting there. So you were already looking at the world in a big way, but now it's another 12 years from the last time Jupiter was here, and so you're looking at another bump in as you view the world, or how you view yourself in relation to spirit as well. Does any of that ring a bell? Feel right?
Of course, sure. No, nothing specific, just general.
Well, tell me how you've been feeling. What's been going on in your life?
Can you read that?
I can read this. Can I read out loud?
Sure, if you want.
So April 1st of this year, your stepdaughter died from an accidental overdose. Trauma, big time, right? And then another stepdaughter is dying from bowel cancer with only months left. So you seem to be dealing with a lot of eighth house issues, the death piece. Now, if you look here closely, right, you've got the eighth house right here, Jupiter finishing its transit through there, and about to emerge out into the ninth house. And, you know, what I did here for you is, hold on. That said Leo, not Leo. Brain whiz. Okay, so, hold everybody. We probably should look at the right chart. That would help. This is why one who needs glasses should wear them.
That was a hard decision to make, that I only need them for reading, but they were always getting broken. So I have to wear them all the time.
Yeah, well, I should. I don't need them for distance. I only need them up close. And, of course, up close is where they should be. Ah, okay. So let's rework this a bit.
Thank you.
So Leo, for you, is actually sitting in the sixth house of health and the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look here, this is Jupiter, and this is the Sun in their conjunction. And they're, of course, right about where they will be on – well, this chart I dated for the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly where they will be. And so how's your health through all of this? I see you're dealing with other people's health, but how's your health?
Fine. Great.
Good.
Very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has fallen apart, but I'm good.
But you're taking care of yourself.
I must be. I'm not falling apart like everybody else.
Good for you. The reason I ask that kind of question mm-hmm. is because the planet that next gets hit by the Sun and Jupiter is the planet Mars. And Mars is an action planet,
mm-hmm.
and it brings action to things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and in the health house, I mean, that can mean... it can mean you personally, you know, a burnout situation or something where your health takes a hit that kind of out of nowhere. Or it can literally mean that someone that, you know, in your family here, you know, may decide that they have some kind of health crisis themselves. Now, you're dealing with some big ones here.
Yeah, my husband is not doing well.
Mm. mm-hmm. What sign is your husband?
Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. The opposite sign, exactly, of Leo. And so, of course, this Leo new moon is big for him as well, because both signs, when they're in opposition to each other, you pull the energy across the entire zodiac. So you have the possibility maybe he's undergoing some kind of health crisis. But it's a sure bet that in this, my concern is you, mm-hmm. that you keep yourself healthy, right, that you don't go down with the ship just mm-hmm. because others are.
Everybody else. Yeah,
but, you know, it's more than that, too, because, you know, right now you're in what I would call kind of a survival mode where, you know, all your energy is being devoted to dealing with these crises or these traumas or the stress that's being created by a death and a potential death and an illness in your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So all around you is these issues with health.
Mm-hmm.
And even though your health is really good right now, once all of this is passed and you can take a breath and go, oh, what does your body start to do?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say it's very important, even though you know right now you're feeling good, that you do everything that you can to support yourself physically, rest, vitamins, nutrition, you know the drill,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you look good, so I'm not saying that you're, you know, anything tragic coming for you, but I know that when we're in the process of having to deal with major things in our lives,
mm-hmm.
that we go into an overdrive, sort mm-hmm. of, you know, and we don't feel pain the same way. We don't notice sickness coming on. And one of the things I wanted to do with people today, too, is look at their human design chart with that, because the health in the human design chart is very obvious as to how that's going to play out in your life. And so I did your human design chart just in case that you were coming to the class this evening. And you have a defined spleen, and this is the center for health in the body. Mm-hmm. And define, don't get bogged down in the terms mm-hmm. right now. We'll talk more about that later. But essentially, when someone has the spleen defined, it's very often the case that other people around them will notice they are sick before they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're going. You don't notice it. Your energy is out in the world. And then, boom, you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So be careful. Right. Yes, don't allow yourself to get overly tired or stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's hard when you're dealing with potential death and mm-hmm. an illness at the same time. The good news is you have, coming off your spleen, the gate of the psychic. And so you've got a lot of intuitive energy at your command here, like gut instinct that knows mm-hmm. what to do in the moment that something's coming up. So in the moment that you feel ill or something out of whack for you or anybody else, by the way, mm-hmm. you kind of have a knowing as to what they need. And so keeping that in mind, it almost makes you a sort of medical intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use that too to help your stepdaughters or your stepchildren mm-hmm. or yourself or your husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Almost like mother knows best
yeah.
from some intuitive space.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why you know that this particular herb is best.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming
yeah,
into you. Yeah.
I have a degree in naturopathy and I'm a Reiki master and you know, yeah.
Yeah. So you have knowledge, mm-hmm. but what I'm talking about is gut.
Yeah.
Is that you know
mm-hmm.
deep down. Okay. Do you have any questions about what did you want me to look at in your chart?
No, that's it. I was just curious energetically.
Well, and energetically, you've got a train of planets headed this way because
mm-hmm.
these are all traveling this direction.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all going to go through this particular house between now and, next August.
Okay.
Right. The inner planets will move much quicker through here. Jupiter will take a year to go through here, and Lilith is there until November. So it's an extended period of time that health is an emphasis for you and your family. Okay? Let me see anything else I see here. Mm-hmm. This one interests me here. In the second house, you have the planet Uranus moving through. So what's going on financially for you right now?
Oh, God, I'm doing really great in the stock market.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
We've got money issues around these deaths. that are about to resolve. And, money looks good.
Okay, yeah, and actually, Uranus sometimes does things. Uranus is the planet of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can mean surprises in an expense mm-hmm. way or mm-hmm. surprises in an income way.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware, there may be some volatility, particularly because he's going to go over the planet Lilith, which is change and disruption.
Plowing the furrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your destiny as well. And so energetically, definitely can create some change and some things happening. So moving and shaking. Don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't panic if it goes bottom, and don't panic if it suddenly rises to
panic.
The top.
I don't panic anymore.
You know, you don't strike me as the panicking
I don't panic
type.
Anymore. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Pretty steady Eddie.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, of course, we're going to talk more about human design this evening at a class that we're hosting here at the Happiness Center in Anacortes. And so let's see. We have about 8 minutes left in the show. I'm going to take another caller. And let's see. Who is next on my list, Steve? Do you have that list still? It looks like maybe Cindy Clark.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. How are you doing?
I am well. I have
a backache.
Well.
I'm not surprised.
Did
that
just
start?
Happened like a couple of days ago.
Ah, well, it was July 16th that Jupiter moved into Leo, and it was a couple of days ago that the Sun moved into Leo. So what's going on in your life?
Not much. You were talking about listening to your human design charts and whatever, and talking about the spleens and whatever, and ailments. But if I look at my chart, Uranus is actually retrograding in my sixth house. So does that have anything to do with my back problems? Or did I just pull a muscle lifting the bag to the wrong way?
Well, certainly it can be any number of things, but I look to Leo in this case, and it's in the 10th house of career, you know, of authority. And, or at least, you know, that's, it's sitting there right now with the Sun. So, of course, you know, the new moon is also going to be in this part of your life. So maybe where is it you've given away your authority?
Okay.
Where is it that you're not staying true to yourself, to your authentic self? Anything like that seem to be going on?
Not sure.
It's hard to say. What were you doing at the time your back got hurt? You were lifting bags?
Well, I was lifting bags out of a sailboat. You know how you sort of reach over to the dock?
And yeah.
Then it actually didn't really start hurting until, you know, I've been trying to do some yoga to get the kinks out, but it actually didn't really start hurting a lot until Thursday.
What are you doing with your life right now, Cindy? You're an artist, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm waiting to sell a house. I'm waiting for things to start popping or, you know, something to come up and say, you know, give me an option.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do next?
Yeah. Right now, I would say that the focus is on the creative energy, right? The passion. What are you passionate about? And so any time that you feel bogged down by something that you have to do, it's going to take a toll on you. And so I would, as soon as you can, get yourself redirected back to being your creative self.
Okay.
And one of the things, I'm looking at your human design chart right now, which, of course, if we were on TV, you could see, but you can't, even though I'm showing it to you.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing here is that part of your role on the planet is that of being kind of in tune to cycles. And cycles, it's an interesting path that you have, because there are times when that path is on and times when that path is off.
Ah.
And then health issues like a back injury or something like that can show you that you're going against the timing, against the cycle.
Okay.
So you might look at that in the over across the backdrop of your whole life and see, you know, where are you out of sync with cycles and that kind of thing. Are you drawing cards?
Okay.
Ah.
Am I what?
I asked Judith, she had her tarot cards out, so I wondered if she drew a card for you on this.
Oh, okay.
And did you, do you want to come up and share as I'm telling her, commanding her?
So, my face coming over here.
Yeah, don't do that. So Judith is here with her deck of tarot cards, so she was pulling a card on what's going on for you. So I'm going to let her share with you right now. Is that cool?
Great, thank you.
All right.
Is there a part of your life where you are kind of in, the card I pulled is the wish I would have could have card. So there's a part of your life where you're having regrets. Does that sound right?
Well, I can't think of anything right now. I'm just kind of, I'm feeling optimistic about, you know, what's going to happen next. So I'm not really regretting anything, not at the moment anyway.
Okay. Maybe that wasn't your card. When the wish I would have could have card comes up, it often means that a person is stuck in that place of regret over something that they didn't do. Oh, only I wish I had, if I could have, I would have done such
right.
And such and so, and that can cause accidents, pulling your back, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to be clear of it is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
well,
of course everything. Go ahead.
Yeah. I said I'll keep that in mind, and I'll go through my mind, and I don't feel I'm regretting anything right now.
Good. Oh, and the other part of that is that there are two cups that are upright, and that's where you change your focus to, and that is sounds like what you're doing now, is focusing on the upright, overflowing cup.
So on the optimistic side.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, of course, you know, Jupiter is the planet that rules optimism, and so mm-hmm. that makes sense that things would be looking up for you right now. And, of course, that's playing out in your house that is related to your authority or to your career, how your reputation in the world. And we only have a minute and a half left here, so we're going to have to end it here. But so I would take a look at what you are doing right now as far as expressing yourself creatively and owning your true, authentic self in the world.
Okay. I will
right?
do that. Mm-hmm.
All right, Cindy. It was good hearing from you, and
thank you
so much for waiting to talk to me today.
Thank you. I appreciate
All
it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, here we go. You guys are probably hearing that in the background. We have 60 seconds left, and so we come to the end of another Living Astrology show. I want to thank everybody who called in today, everybody who showed up here in person today. I want to thank Roger and Judith for coming in and being my special guests and talking about their shows on the Empower You Network. And most of all, I'd like to thank Laura Levine and Helen Mary, who actually kind of pushed me into this today, for hosting us here in this wonderful Anacortes Center for Happiness. And to all of you, I have a wonderful little thing I want to read in the last couple of minutes of the show that the producer sent me earlier today that I just now have gotten to read. And it's a quote from the person known as never mind about the time. The law of attraction says, that which is like unto itself is drawn. Vibrations are always matched. So as you experience the contrast which inspires the new desire, this new desire, whether it is a strong one or a soft one, is summoning unto itself proportionately. And as it summons, it is always answered. It is the basis of our universe. When it is asked, it is always given. Humans think they are asking with their words or even with their action, and sometimes you are. But the universe is not responding to your words or your action. The universe is responding to your vibrational calling, and that's Abraham. Which means kind of like how you're feeling about what it is that you want to be creating in your life, and the Leo new moon is very supportive of that. So I urge you all to think about what it is you want to see in the world and in your personal life and how you want to create that instead of thinking about the way it looks right now. All right? I leave you all with that. We'll see you next week. And everyone, have a stellar week.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings or astrological advice at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Would you like to host your own weekly radio show? If so, contact us at empoweruradio@gmail.com. Or if you would like to be considered as a guest or would like to recommend a guest, email us at empoweruradio@gmail.com. Goodbye for now and have a stellar week.